Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jerry Stingle back on the show. Jerry is the president of Ventureneer, a research, training, and marketing company specializing in helping women-owned businesses. She's been doing this for a long time now, and she does it well. And that's what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about how women growing their businesses can get the capital they need. And a lot of people call it funding. Sometimes funding means investors to some people. A lot of people have that connotation. So capital acquisition, I think, is maybe a better term because that could mean, it could also mean a loan from a bank. It could also mean retained earnings. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, delighted to be here, and you're absolutely right. You could be reinvesting profits, you could be getting a loan, or maybe you're getting an equity investment from an angel investor.
Yep, lots of different kinds. So folks, just to give you a little bit of a quick tour of women in business, there are differences in the history of women in business, Jerry, and it must be said The difference is, back when you and I were pups, Jerry, if a woman showed up at a bank to get a loan, the banker would say, okay, little lady, this is interesting. Why don't you bring your husband back, and we'll talk about a loan. That was the standard operating procedure, and not that many years ago. I'm talking maybe even as near as 25 years ago.
So I think it actually was 30 years ago. I think it's the 30th anniversary. I'm not positive about that, but you're absolutely right. In some states, you needed your husband to sign for a loan.
Well, it wasn't even whether they needed it or not. It was just the way the banking system treated women. And I mean, even after the law was changed, it was still going on. I saw it. I knew it happened. But so women have a different history there. And for that generation, Jerry, it marked them. I mean, it had an impact on them. I think it gave the boomer generation of ladies a little bit of a complex, and I think it set them back some. Even though the world changed for them, and I think do the young ladies, are they less likely to have that kind of baggage with them? Are they more? You know what I mean? Is it different for them?
I do think that millennials have more optimism in terms of raising capital than maybe baby boomers during my generation. So part of it is educational. So I think whether you're in school and you're learning about entrepreneurship, you're learning about the different kinds of entrepreneurship. So, you know, before we went live, we were talking about businesses versus scaling businesses. So there's much more knowledge around what tiny businesses need versus a scaling business that might need venture capital. Mm-hmm. And you really are seeing women, whether they're millennials, Gen Xers, coming in and raising lots of money from angels and venture capitalists, but they still have a harder time because sometimes men have blinders on and they don't understand the business models that women are creating. So women are definitely creating businesses and, you know, technology and very sophisticated.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the next segment, but before we get there, I think it's important to point out that it is true that the majority of small businesses that women own are lifestyle-type businesses. They're not intending to grow necessarily. They don't want to scale. They're not looking to franchise. They're not looking to go public. The majority, maybe a higher percentage of women-owned businesses than men-owned businesses are like that. But that doesn't. But that's just a statistic. There still are millions of women-owned businesses that do want to scale, that do want to get bigger, right? I mean, it's important to I'm trying to talk about the differences in men and women so that people can see how they are. What do you think?
So I think you're right, but I just want to add that, you know what, there's a lot of men that also just want small businesses.
No question. No question about it, yeah. No, I was talking about percentages. I'm talking about the percentages.
Yeah, correct.
Sometimes the percentage gives people the idea that women are not serious about growing their business. That's not true, and that was the point I was trying to make about the percentages. Now when we come back, we're going to talk about, for those women who want to grow their businesses and get funding, get access to capital. We'll talk about how to do that with Jerry Stengel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.